It's Wednesday, the 20th of May. 9 a.m. this morning. An extra hour in bed. Mrs. Blackbird has come down to the wee bird bath. Just giving her undercarriage a wee splinge. What bugged me this morning was it when I put the porridge out? No, it wasn't. It wasn't at all this morning. It was yesterday. I came out the door to put something in the bins. And she came racing over and looked up at me, wanting food. So I went in and got her a crumbled up biscuit, which she immediately dived upon. But Mr. Blackbird was also there. That's not good signs. I mean, one or other should be on the nest. I have no idea where they're nesting, and I'm beginning to wonder now whether I'll ever see young blackies in my garden this year. And really, they should be able to raise at least 3 broods. It's perplexing. Apart from that, it's a beautiful morning. The sun's obviously higher and clearer. The big conifer now at this time, and it's beaming straight down the garden. It's gorgeous. Even as it shines through that tall silver birch tree, those tiny wee leaves don't really buck out. They're almost like a, you know how you peer through a wire mesh fence and your eyes focus on what's behind them. You don't see the mesh anymore. Well, that's how I'd describe looking at the sun just now. It's not warm yet. It's, in fact, the sun's just been shaded by a tiny wee cloud. It's just about to pop out again. But as soon as the sun goes, the temperatures drop quite quickly. We're not getting the summer heat. It's that damn, what do you call it, high in the sky. There's, oh my god, what do you call that thing? This is terrible. It'll come, if I ignore it, it'll come. Anyway, partly that. That squiggly snake in the high in the sky that moves air. That is, apparently it is far too low, and so it's not dragging up the warm air from the continent, from Africa, etc. So if it stays this way, we'll be stuck. And it's our Highland Games coming up very shortly, near the end of this month. So wait a minute, this is the 20th. Oh my, unless I've moved it. It's not that far away. I'll be praying for some good weather then, and then the gala day the week after. That's in June. If we don't get some heat in the air soon, it's going to be terrible. But my friend Lee, Least or not, N2FGC, reports that where she is, they're not getting the heat they should be getting either. So this morning, I had a wee bit of a long lie. It was my wife's decision. Personally, I'd just rather get up at 7, but I did sleep till 8, so it's okay. I'm not feeling good. Feeling good. Very good physically now. Just getting toned up. You know, body like a temple. Pick your temple. But I am feeling good. I'm feeling good mentally, though. I was put under pressure immediately I got up this morning because it was a message on the answering machine from an old couple. They're in a flap. because they're going away at 12 to visit a sick relative far away, not that far away, still in Scotland. And they've got a bit of an issue in their house and they're frightened to leave the house and they want me to come over and please come over, and they don't really want to leave the house and I've been put under pressure and I couldn't enjoy my porridge this morning. So I had to phone them and tell them I'll definitely come over and check it out before they go. And I know it's putting their mind at ease, but oh my. I'm back to that stage again. Which is fun to be alone. Pressures. I'm not sure so much it's pressures as much as I'm more sensitive to pressure, if you know what I'm trying to say. Yeah, it's when you're, when I was younger, you know, you could deal with so much pressure. Much more than I'm under just now. And I think I've just become sensitive to certain things in the, I'm calling it pressure, and it's probably just, probably just me. Probably just me. Me, myself, I. I know a song about that too. Lovely in the garden this morning. Now that I've got some flowers around, I see the hardy pelargoniums, the geraniums, one or two are about to flower. So I've got deep blue of the bluebells, the bright yellow of Echinopsis, the dusky pink of the honeysuckle, oh my god, someone help me please, and the pale blue of the Mechanopsis, not the Mechanopsis, the Mimosa, and if I could remember what those plant, tall plants with the bell flowers are. You see, this is what worries me. Amongst a thousand other things, is forgetting the names of a plant that I mentioned yesterday morning that I knew instantly. And this morning I can't remember their name. I'm staring at them. I'm mentally in contact with them. Shout your name out, please. Should I run my head through the alphabet? Oh, no, no, it's not coming. Leave me alone.